Welcome, 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 guys, to Sacred Singleness. So this is a podcast for women walking through healing, growth, and a deeper relationship with God in their single season. I'm your host, Maddie, and I believe singleness isn't a punishment. It's a sacred season full of purpose, healing, and intimacy with God. So each week, we're going to be diving into scriptures, sharing stories, and uncovering the beauty of becoming whole in Christ. So grab your journal, settle in, and let's journey together. Let's start today with a reminder from Psalms 34:18. It says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Let me tell you something, sis. No matter what season you're in, God isn't too far away, okay? He's always there, close, watching you, protecting you, walking alongside you. Your singleness is not a punishment. We have to keep reminding ourselves that it's an opportunity for intimacy with Him. Okay, so let's take it for what it is. You know, there was a time in my own life when I thought being single meant something, you know, was wrong with me, right? Like I was seeing all of my peers, all of my friends, you know, getting married and having children and just living out their dream, right? The little dream that all of us, when we were little, dreamed of, right? We used to play with Barbies and we used to sit there and be like, oh, you know, we're going to get married and have a kid and a house and a car. And you know the story. I don't have to go too deep into it, but you know, I was here in my 30s and, you know, I have a child, so I'm a single mother and I'm seeing, you know, people getting married and having their families. And I'm sitting here struggling and asking God, really, like, God, why me? Like, why am I still single? Why am I still here? Why am I going through so many tribulations, you know? And one thing I always did stop and say was, thank you, God, for everything that you've provided for me, right? Because He never left me alone in my singleness. Even though the road is not easy, He never left my side. So, you know, I always thought, you know, when is it going to be my turn? And I kind of, I'm not going to lie, I felt left behind. And maybe, you know, you felt that way too. But here's what God showed me, you know, through my singleness, right? Singleness is not a waiting room. And I have a whole Bible study that I named it The Waiting Room. And I want to rename that. And I'm going to go over that waiting room Bible study with you guys later on in the podcast. But I want to rename it more into the preparation room, right? It's not a punishment. We might see it as a punishment because we're going through so many struggles and so many tribulations, but it's not a punishment, okay? It's really a season where, you know, God can do deep work in us. You know, He can heal our old, He can heal wounds that are old, you know, teaching us our worth and preparing us for His plans that He has ahead for us. Instead of seeing singleness, you know, as what I lacked, I started asking myself and I started asking, like, what is God inviting me to gain in this season? And that right there just shifted everything for me. So let's go back to the Bible. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 34, you know, Paul talks about how an unmarried woman is free to be concerned about the Lord's affair. And that's not to say, you know, marriage is a bad thing. It's not. It's a beautiful thing, you know, but singleness is also a gift. And we have to look at it that way because it gives us a chance to really give God our undivided heart. It gives us time to really examine ourselves and our heart posture and examine, you know, make sure that we're healing and not come into union broken. Okay. Let's, something that's kind of running in the back of my mind is Ruth, right? Let's think of Ruth. So before she ever met Boaz, she was, you know, faithful in the fields. She was faithful to Naomi and she was faithful to God. And, you know, her story reminds us that, you know, purpose doesn't start when someone chooses us. It starts when God chooses us. And you know what, sis? Baby, He has already chosen you. He's already chosen me. So there's nothing we have to worry about. So instead of waiting, like, to live your marriage, or I said that wrong, but instead of waiting to live until marriage, start living now. You know, we get to fully live our lives right now in purpose, in joy, in healing, in freedom. And, you know, we just have to take that and, you know, go take that trip. Okay. Don't just sit around and be like, well, I don't have nobody to go to. Go solo. Go take that trip, buy that home, get that car, get that job, go to school, study. make your dreams come true. Okay. Live in your purpose. Live in what it is that you need now. Don't sit here and wait for marriage to be like, oh, I can't get a house till I get married. No, yes, you can, sis. You just got to put your mind into it. Okay. So I want to leave you guys with a couple of reflection prompts that I have written down, just so you guys can ask yourself, right, a little bit about just for reflection. So the first question is going to be, what lies have I believed about singleness? Okay. The second question I'm going to want you guys to think about is, how has God shown up for me in this season in ways I might have overlooked? And number three is going to be, what can I do this week to draw closer to Him? Whether it's through prayer, whether it's through worshiping, whether it's through serving, or just simply resting in His peace or in His presence. Okay, so I'm going to lead in a prayer. So let's close in prayer. Father, I lift up every woman listening right now. Remind her that she is loved, that she is chosen and whole in You. Heal the wounds of loneliness, God, comparison or rejection. Teach her to see this season not as a sentence, but as a sacred space to grow closer to You. We trust Your timing and we rest in Your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sacred Singleness, ladies. I pray today's episode encouraged you and reminded you that you are whole, loved, and chosen by God. So, you know, if this message spoke to your heart, come on now and share it with a sister who you might think needs it. Until next time, keep walking in healing, keep walking in purpose, and most of all, keep walking with God. Thank you so much. Till next time.